it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you were trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on, just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation, because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way anything else. I think I'm okay. Stay away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doug E. Fresh. And I want you to know, without a shadow of a doubt, this is what it's all about. You're listening to the manmindset.com. Dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams, as we go a little something like this. Hit it. The man mindset. You won't regret that you have met the man, Steve the Dean Williams, putting it down for real every single time. Love, Dougie Fresh.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it comes to women, give me some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to report, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we hoping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Yo. Damn, I need to add some new shit. Yo. Alright, let's get it. Alright, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This show is being brought to you by www.themanmindset.com. Guys, I want to welcome you all to the show. I am your gracious host, the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, we want to let you know that this show is, one thing about this show is 100% original. This is not anything we're using anybody else's stuff. We're just using our stuff. So we want to give you guys a shout out. So we would appreciate everybody that's in here and everything like that. We got a great show for you guys out here today. And we ask that you guys go ahead, like, subscribe, get the notifications up so you guys can be updated on the information that we share with you guys. Also, guys, if you get the opportunity, if you want to be a man mindset guy to learn game from us, we ask that you go ahead and get in your car. We ask that you go ahead and take that drive. Go to the store, get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and get a 100-piece puzzle set because this is the most important thing. Go ahead and pay for it. Don't steal it. Drive home. Dump the pieces on the table, throw away the box, and begin to put the puzzles together so you guys can have a better understanding of game, gentlemen. And that's what we want to talk to you and make sure you guys understand. We want to make sure that you guys have a better understanding of what it is we're talking about. And don't worry, I think Friday I'm sorry for the squeaky. My new machine thing is coming in a few days. I dropped it a few times, so I apologize. I dropped it. So I gotta get that thing fixed. Anyway, guys, I want to say, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, that was terrible. Anyway, guys, I do want to say for all my dogs out there, please, guys, go ahead and get your notebooks out. Ask questions. Cue in the chat if you have a question, okay? If you're texting a woman, you have a problem, put a T in there, and we got you covered, okay? And we want to say to you guys that this is a show to show you how to shift your mindset and your thinking, because you are the only one of your kind, and that's what we're trying to push out there for you guys. So let's go ahead and begin. Also, like I always say, y'all thought I forgot about you guys. Also, for my chat room dogs, my motherfucking dogs out there, shout out to my dogs out there. Shout out to the 307 out there. Shout out to you guys out there, man. Also, we ask everybody on the show, please, guys, make sure, gentlemen, that you guys out there, moderators, remember one time out for disrespect, two kick out after two and everything like that. Okay, guys? So we got that going. But let me make this change real quick. Guys, again, if you have a question, go ahead and put a cue. We got you covered. We want to make sure that we answer all your questions and take care of you guys to make sure that you have everything that you need as far as learning game. Excuse this thing. The thing is this game, this thing knows it's on its last legs. So because it knows it's on its last legs, it wants to act up on the last time. But it's on its last legs, guys. So don't even worry about it. This thing's about to go. So, and we'll make sure that we'll have something better for you guys out there. I know it wants to make all that damn rabbit ass noise. All right, anyway, let me go ahead and download this new joint so I can get that done, and let me get to the chat room. But we have a great show for you today. We have a great show because so many of you guys, unfortunately, y'all missed out on the 4th of July. But it's not just the 4th of July. It's everything that you do in the game that technically hurts you guys in the game. And that's what we're going to talk about. A lot of you guys do a lot of damage to yourselves because a lot of you guys not only overthink things, gentlemen, okay, but you overthink it to a point where it holds you back and it holds you down. And that's what we want to make sure for you guys we talk about. We want to make sure that you don't hold yourself back and you don't hold yourself down in the game. And that's why we want to make sure that we talk about and discuss what it is we're discussing. But let's get to the chat room, guys. Let me make sure if there's any questions. Did T send me a super chat? Well, thank you for that dollar super chat. I appreciate that. Let me just check the, okay, the lines are good. The lines are good. And, the thing is, let's see here. All right, so that's good. Lines are open. Let me bring in. Do not listen. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Excuse me, guys. Look, man, don't call the show no more. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Do not call the show no more, okay? Get the fuck off. Don't call the show no more. Do not call the show no more. Do not call this show anymore. This is not for you. Do not call this show anymore. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize, man. Hate that silly ass shit, man. I apologize, guys. Mr. Man Mindset, we got y'all covered. We're going to chop it up. And like I say, I know y'all hate the mic. Excuse me. I know I dropped. It's my fault. I take responsibility. I dropped that motherfucker. Because I dropped it, it's acting up on me. But let's get into the show, gentlemen. Let's get into the show. So many of you guys out there, all my dogs out there, so many of you out there, hold yourself back from your greatness. So many guys out there sit around, and unfortunately, you guys talk down to yourself. You guys confuse yourself. And I want to give you guys a solution, okay? We're going to solve this, okay? That's what this show is about. We're going to solve this. Well, let's talk about it. So many of you guys out here, unfortunately, when it comes to game, that a lot of you, because of women, because of how you feel about yourself, because how you see the world, unfortunately, there is a blockage or it's a fog stops you from growing. This motherfucker, I hate this. I'm going to fix you, bitch. You're going to be fired. All right, there's a fog. And in that fog, gentlemen, unfortunately, there's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to talking to women, when it comes to putting your bid in, when it comes to making moves, when it comes to thinking about what it is I have to do for myself. A lot of guys have a lot of uncertainty, and it worries them, because the thing is that you guys stress and you worry about an unknown future.
I hate that noise. Check. Check.
Oh man, all right. I'm sorry, guys. I just want to make sure I got this thing right. Okay, there you go. I apologize, guys. I was just trying something out. I apologize. But as I was saying to you guys, we're good. Y'all can hear me now. I was just checking something. It's okay. We're back. We're back, guys. We're back, my dogs. We're back. Let me bring in 202 real quick before I continue. Air code 202, can you hear me? So what's up?
Yeah, it was good, Steve. I called you and Ty. I think you remember me, but I really appreciate you opening my mind to a lot of shit, giving me my blacksmith. Like, you really helped me, man. I appreciate you. And I'm going to do a personal call.
Wait. Time out. I didn't help you. You did it, brother. Don't give me credit. I don't want to take the credit. That's the thing about game. I don't want to take credit for something you did for yourself, okay? I appreciate the love, but I didn't do it. You did it, brother.
Courage.
All right, but did you have a question?
Nah, I said what I said. I'm going to keep watching the stream, do what you do.
All right, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. We'll throw you back in. But no, it wasn't me, it was you. All right, respect to you. And guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there. We got y'all guys covered. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to have this thing fixed in a few days. I bought me a new one, so it should be coming, so it's cool. I'll be throwing this thing away. I fucked it up. It's my fault. And I didn't want to open up my Rodecaster, so I want to stick with this because I like this better for right now. But anyway, as I was saying to you guys out there, for a lot of you guys, most of you guys see the world as the unknown future. A lot of you guys see the world as unforeseen events and circumstances that you think is automatically going to happen if you do something. If I say something to that woman, I might lose her. Or if I say something to that woman, she might laugh at me. She might turn me down. She might reject me. If I say something to that woman online, she might not even answer me. Or look at that woman and look at all the guys that she has. I never have a chance because I can't compete with the other guys, and so on and so forth, gentlemen. Most of you guys are looking at an unforeseen event or circumstance. But what you don't understand in the game is why you fear these uncertainties. And the only reason why you do, and the only reason you cannot control the mind right now, your thought process, is because of the limited experience that you have not created for yourself. See, again, as I'm the only one to talk about this, I think Ty, the Cario, a few other men talk about this, and most people don't talk about this, is that the thing is that for so many of you young men, that you think communication is the first thing that you have to do with the woman, and that's not the truth. That's a lie. Communication is not the first thing that you should do with a woman. And because most of you guys think in your mind that that's what I have to be, that I have to communicate myself to the woman first, so many of you guys get caught up in the mist and you become confused because many of you actually think that you have to communicate with her. And this is the lack of experience because you're trying to communicate to somebody that you don't know. So what happens, gentlemen, write this down. Follow me on this. So what happens to a lot of you guys out here, a lot of you guys will base what you say and what you will do based off of the woman. You look at the woman and you say to yourself, I've got to talk to her this way because of who she is. And so many of you guys think that you have to be something that you're not in order to prove yourself to a woman. You feel that you always got to keep making adjustments to yourself. If she's wearing a red dress, I have to make an adjustment to the red dress. If she's wearing a black dress, I've got to adjust to the woman in the black dress. If she's got curves and thighs, I've got to make adjustments to the curves and the thighs. And every time in your life, gentlemen, as long as you are making it and talking to the woman, you are confusing yourself because you're putting too much into the woman, but yet you are lacking the experience in which you must learn yourself. The chaos that you guys are having is outside of you. The chaos that you're having is not internal. It is all outside of you. And there lies the problem in the game that you have. Because most of you individuals, because of how you trained yourself to talk to women, how you trained yourself to say things to women, you lose a little bit of yourself each and every time. Excuse me. Turn that down a little bit more. You lose a little bit of yourself every time. And when you lose a little bit of yourself, that's where you get nervous, and that's where you start to question yourself because you think that you're not good enough because of the limited experience. And when one has limited experience, he has a limited perception, which means his reality is also limited, and his perspective of not only the woman is limited, but the perspective that he has of himself is also limited, gentlemen. And because you have set limitations on yourself, the biggest problem and the biggest issue that you guys are having in all of this is that automatically, because of these things, you guys begin to make generalizations. You start to make conclusions, or excuse me, jump to conclusions. Or you make assumptions of how not only she is in your eyes, but how you are to her, and you don't even realize it. 563-999-3056 number. Shout out to my dogs. Y'all got a question? Let's break this down. Let's talk about it. The generalizations that most of you guys make, especially with young black men, because I'm not going to call you African-American, because if you guys do your, if you guys do your history, you realize that's a made-up term that Jesse Jackson used in the 1980s to try to, when he was going for president. It's just y'all just think that y'all walking around as African-Americans and all that silly shit. But I'm not going to get into that. Get back on the street. Most of you guys make generalizations, especially if you're young black men, that you will say all black women have attitudes. Or if you're white, all women are gold diggers and stuck up. You name the color, you have an assumption that either somebody gave you or you gave yourself that, okay? Somebody gave you or you gave yourself why you sit around and generalize. If she's wearing a short skirt, she's a slut. All women that wear short skirts are sluts. All women that have a bunch of guys, they giving up the ass easy. You know what? Because two women I met have attitudes. All black women are evil and dangerous and have attitudes. All women are thirsty. All women are for the streets. And all women are this. And all women are that. You box them all in as if you've dated all women. And that's not the truth. Let me get to this question real quick. We're getting deep today. I thought it was internal turmoil and that the internal world creates the outer world. The internal world, Harvey, the internal world does create the outside world. But the problem is you're not looking in the internal. You're looking at the external. You're looking at the I do's. You're not looking at the I am. That's why the internal, that's why you're having turmoil, because there is a part of you trying to give you order and balance, and then there's another part of you trying to stop and prevent you from growing. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I will promise I have this shit fixed. I apologize, you know, and I gotta own that one. But let me continue. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The turmoil that you have for yourself, the problems that you have for yourself is that you have, let me pull up the first thing that you have. This is where your war is coming in at. Your fucking voice that's telling you you're not good, that's telling you you can't get women, that's dogging you out day in and day out. The battle is between this guy right here and a part of you that has drive, discipline, that is conquering, that doesn't give a fuck. That's all about the me mentality and fuck everybody else. There is an internal battle that is going on between the two of you for supremacy over your thoughts. He's controlling everything. So when you're asking the question, I see where you're going at, but here's the problem. The problem is that you're too busy looking to the I do versus the I am. You're too busy looking at everything else outside of you. No, you don't want to kill the shadow. No. You don't want to kill the shadow. Because what could be your worst enemy can be your greatest ally. Don't want to kill the shadow. No, before I jump to the next question, you don't want to, let me explain something. How many times have you said that you lost your keys and you said to yourself, where are my keys? How many times have you misplaced the remote control and you said, where is the remote control? How many times have you misplaced a piece of paper and asked yourself, where is that piece of paper at? And your mind, when he's on your side, when he's on your side and when he works for you, see, when he's not working for you, this is what he becomes. But when he's working for you, he becomes this. He goes into your files, into your mind, and starts to calculate things. Remember when you just, when you woke, when you went, you, hey, we got home, it was late, you came in, you got something to drink, you had to take a piss, you grabbed the remote, you put the remote on the kitchen counter, check, and then you, as you took a piss, you took off your damn shorts, and you went in and fucking laid down in the bed and crashed the fuck out. Ah, my keys are in the grass. My keys are in the bathroom. The remote control is on the kitchen towel. That's when he works for you. So you don't want to kill the shadow. You don't want to kill that. You don't want to kill the shadow. All right? You don't want to kill it. You want to make sure he works for you. Okay? But as I was saying before, guys, y'all want to call, let me check the phone lines. Lines are open and everything. We're chopping it up. We're breaking stuff down. We're trying to show y'all game here and how deep it is. But outside of generalized, now think about it. Every time, you know what, why go out on Valentine's Day? I'm not going to get a woman. Why go out on Halloween? Why go out? I'm going to look silly. They're going to judge me. They're going to laugh at me. All you're doing is giving yourself excuses not to do anything because you're looking in a false and fake future trying to determine what you are because everything you're looking at is outside of yourself. This is where the generalizations come in because you're outside of yourself. Think about what I'm saying. You're outside of yourself, gentlemen. And this is where the problem comes in at when you're outside of yourself internally. That's why you have the problems that you have. Because your external is driving everything that you're thinking, everything you're doing, to a point where you're doing what? You begin to generalize things. You look at the world through a wrong lens and a wrong perspective because you actually think that is your reality. And then you will jump to conclusions and assumptions. You always are looking at yourself as you are not, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have a nice job. She'll never like me. And she looks like the kind of woman that will do this. And you judge yourself. You judge women. You judge the world. You judge guys. You make assumptions. You make conclusions. And you wonder why it's not opening up and working for you. Because you're creating a false reality off of what you think. And because of the lack of experience, you begin to worry about yourself. You begin to worry about things. You stop believing in yourself. You stop doing things for yourself. You start to actually beat yourself up because the frustration is so bad. You really get mad and disappointed. You get upset. And when you get mad and when you get upset and when you get disappointed, the game does not work for you, and then you get mad. We got questions to ask. Let me check something out. Hold on a second. Hold on one second. Let me see. Oh, shit. Hold on. That's that wrong thing. And when you do this, gentlemen, and think this way, it does so much damage to your mindset. Because at that point, you stop believing in yourself. You stop seeing yourself as someone that is worthy. you start to question everything. Everything becomes upsetting to you because you have a different perspective of things. And when those things don't work out, it really begins to what? Frustrate you. Everything begins to frustrate you, hold you back, and hold you down. As the lines are open, if y'all want to call in, it's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Get y'all crayons out. Ask y'all questions. We got a few questions to answer. We got a lot to discuss and a lot to talk about. Lines are open, but let me get some of these questions. TJ asked a question. Does trying to fight the shadow make you stronger? Why? No, you can't fight. You cannot fight ego. As I told you before, stop trying to fight that motherfucker. You cannot fight somebody that knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. He knows what you're afraid of. He knows your fears. Don't fight that motherfucker. You cannot win. Do not fight him. Leave him alone. I turned back into a surface dweller, Unc, and I had a girl that rocked with me. I got emotional about a dude who she brought up, and now she looks at me different. She says she can't forgive. I don't understand what the question is, but if you have a question, I'll answer it. You're still talking. If you got more of the question, I would like to answer it. I'm going to answer this because, I want to make sure that I talk to you guys. Do not throw them. Don't ban them. Don't ban them. Okay, don't ban them. I'm going to use this as a reason why people like that will always be bitches. I'm going to explain to you why people like this are always going to lose to the game, and they will always be a bitch towards a woman. I want to explain this to you guys. I'm not knocking this silly motherfucker saying this shit, but I want to explain this to you guys. I want to ask y'all guys a simple question. Why practice semen retention for 90 days when you as men can practice your name for 90 days, your studio for 90 days, blacksmith for 90 days, your construction worker for 90 days, how you move for 90 days, your laws and rules and codes for 90 days, how you talk to women for 90 days, how you make women smile for 90 days, how you set your crib up for 90 days. This is where everything is, why he's going to lose. Because he can do all that silly shit. He'll just be a non-jerking off bitch after it's all over with, gentlemen. Because he chooses not to work on himself. He chooses to fall theory. And this is why they lose. This is why they lose. What is your question? I didn't read under the second part because that's all it had said. There was nothing under the second part, man. As I said to y'all before, it's a damn shame. These young men will do a gimmick for 90 days and won't even work on themselves. So sad. So sad. But you can't argue with them. You can't fight them. Let them dumbass motherfuckers do stupid ass shit. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you are, because you still worship women. See, listen to this. Listen to this. Think about this. Let me show you how he loses. He doesn't even realize he's putting women first. He's not doing that because of a woman. He's not doing that because of a woman. And it's sad. It's sad. But you know what? They have to be that way. And that's why, thank you, 72 likes. That's why we win. That is why we win, because I need you guys to work on your mind and stop worrying about these fucking women like these knucklehead-ass guys doing, okay? He said that she said she won't forget what I said, and now she says when she sees me, she thinks about the situation holding a grudge. Now I know how to get this emotional. Well, no, listen, let me tell you something. And I'm going to say this to you with love, okay? Don't ever come in this show again asking me about a fucking frame. I'm going to say this again. Don't ever ask me about a bitch ass. This is why you are a bitch. Because you're talking like a bitch. The fuck do you mean? How do I? The frame. What the fuck are you talking about? A frame. What the fuck is an emotional frame? Don't talk in this. Don't talk red pill over here. You will get banned. You talk like a fucking man over here. Don't talk at all. Fuck is an emotional frame. This is a problem. That's why she don't respect you. Because you thinking about frames that you hang on your goddamn wall. Dumbass. That's exactly right, big dog. Thank you, PG. PG. Let me give you a hand clap. That shit works. Oh, that is. Okay, I know what other shit was. I'll give you a shout out. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, good job, PG. You're right. You're right, PG. Respect to you, PG. A plus for you, PJ, for learning that. Good job, PG. Good job. Lines are open. Let me continue. Because of your thinking, gentlemen, and because you don't work on yourselves, you live in a world not of only I do, but should be. How it should be. How it should be. And most of you guys out here are always thinking that this is how the world should be to fit your lazy ass. Your mindset has you thinking that time should slow down for you. The game should slow down for you. Women should slow down for you, and it doesn't work that way. And Scott, if you got a question, just put a Q and put the question in there, brother. You don't have to put one Q. Put the Q and the question, sir. It's all good. But what I am saying for you guys out here, this is where you guys go wrong. This is why y'all fail, because you, in your world, you want the world to cater to you. And because it doesn't cater to your perception and your reality, then you begin to have uncertain outcomes that is going to result in you not taking direction. And if you do take direction, it's in a misdirected way, meaning that if you do something, you see a woman because you're in this thought process. When you talk to a woman, you're going to take the wrong direction. You want to talk to the woman, but the problem is what you say to her is going to hurt you, the wrong direction. What do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? Who are you looking for? Wrong direction. Is it okay if I take you out and things like this? Scott, here you go. Scott asked a question. Your mind carry you everywhere you need. Wait, Scott, please rewrite this. I need you to rewrite this. I understand. Your mind carry you everywhere you need it to. Wait. Your mind carry you everywhere you need it to, long as you leading in the way you want. Okay, Scott, I need you to write that over. I don't understand what you're saying. Please take your time and articulate it, brother. Please ask that again, because I don't understand. I don't understand the question. It's okay, Scott. Just write it over, okay? Just write it over, Scott, okay? And I appreciate it. Just write it over, Scott, and I'll answer it, okay? Just write it over. Let me check the phone lines. But as I'm saying to you guys out there that's listening to this game, this is why y'all are going to have the issues and have the problems that y'all are having, because most of you guys right now are in this mindset that you feel that the woman should just give you sex. She should just take her clothes off. But as your results, you're in reaction and you're always misdirected in what you do. And of course, the uncertainty that you have for yourself and trying to silence the mindset that you don't realize and know how to silence it. It's harder when you lack understanding and you lack knowledge and you have no understanding of how you work for you to get the situation done. Can you explain talking to a woman and not talking at a woman? I already explained that. Talking to a woman means you're leading the fucking woman on what it is you want to do. Talking at a woman is asking her a bunch of questions, beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, and acting scary. Scott, let me get to Scott here. So in order for you to get your way, you have to tap into your mind and get what you want to know. Great. Now, Scott, thank you for the question. But, Scott, here lies the problem in your question is good, but the answer is why you guys are going to constantly fail. Scott, listen, great question. But, Scott, listen to me. Let me show you something, Scott. Let me take this down. Scott, listen. Scott, if you're between 5 and 0 and you are making the statement that you're saying, this is what keeps you in the same cycle, because you are only at your edge right now. You cannot go beyond. You cannot go past your mindset, young man. Where you are at right now, Scott, is where you're always going to be until you decide to take on a mentor to show you how to go past your cliff? It's a great question, but like I'm saying, if you tap into your mind, all you're tapping into is the level that you're on. You see what I'm saying? So you can't win. See, it's easy to see. A lot of people will say to themselves, "Well, I'll just do this and it'll be over." I'll take an alcoholic and someone on drugs. What do they always say? "Oh, I can get rid of the bottle." You know what? I don't need the bottle anymore. Fuck that. I can go cold turkey right now. I don't need that mess. I don't need that heroin. You know what? I'm going to go cold turkey because my mind and I am strong enough to resist that temptation of that drug. Give you 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 30 minutes, an hour, or maybe a day, and then right back on it, Scott. You want to know why? Because all you're doing is lying to yourself, Scott. That's the problem. All you guys on here always lying and telling yourself stuff versus putting an action to it. Okay? Well, great question. Scott, great question. Guys, y'all want to call in? 563-999-3056 is the number. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class in session. It's a process. Believe Steve, it works. If you have money, take the coaching. I wish I could. Well, James, it's not about you taking the coaching. It's about you taking moments and opportunity. James, let me show you. Okay, James. James, I love what you're saying, but that is more of a statement than a question. So I'm not lying for that. Okay. But James, listen to why you're like Scott. I want y'all to listen to this. This is very important. What I'm about to say, very important. I want y'all to listen, okay? All right? Actions is not the key, Scott, because, okay, Scott, I got you one question. Great question, Scott. Hold on, Scott. Oh, but wait. All right, listen to what he's saying. I'm going to grab Scott. And two birds with one stone. Scott, this is the second lie. Just like you and James, think about this. Think about this for a second. Y'all, this is great things that y'all are asking. But let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all why you don't want to be students. And James and Scott, you're not the only one. 98% of these motherfuckers listening to this show are just like you. So don't feel bad for what I'm about to tell you. Is I will show you right now and prove without a shadow of a doubt why everybody thinks like you guys and they're going to fail. But I talk to you two gentlemen because at least you asked the question. And out of respect, I will talk to you guys. You said, Scott, action is the key. James is saying that, hey, if I wish I had coaching. Why do y'all lose? Because if you were serious about the action, Scott, and James, if you were serious about growing, and all you guys in this chat room were serious about being students, let me dust it off a little bit. Excuse me, sir. Let me dust it off. You ready? You ready for the bomb? Because if you motherfuckers were actually serious about making the changes, you would simply call that number and you will ask a question about you that can help you grow. But because you're lying to yourself, because this is nothing but opportunity to change. This is nothing but opportunity to begin to change. But because you choose not to have to doubt this free number, you don't want to fucking do shit. Because when opportunity is in front of your fucking face for at least 2.5-3 hours, what do? You sit on your cake-ass stomachs and you don't make any moves. You just lie to yourself, make excuses when opportunity is right here. Put that finger away. You guys lie. You don't want to take action, Scott. James, you don't want to do it. Y'all don't want to win. When opportunity presents itself to you, you take that shit. Because if, hey, James, if I were you, I would have taken that shit. Because at 9 years old, I took that shit. At 9 years old, I wanted it. But see, I know what it means to want it. And I know what opportunity means when it's free. When it's free. But you don't want to take it. And that's no knock. It's okay. Y'all don't have to take it. But you can't say that you want to learn game. You can't say you want to change. You can't say you want to be different when the fucking opportunity is right there to begin the process. But you keep lying to yourself. Scott, you will not take action because action is right there in that goddamn number. And this is why you guys lose. Because you don't want to win. You don't want to do anything. It just sounds good to say and lie to yourself when opportunity is right here. Right above me. It's nothing but opportunity. But you know what? You got to have a tough skin. Because if you want it, doesn't mean it's going to come in it with a bow on it. But it goes to show that most of you guys don't want women. It goes to show that most of you guys from the 4th of July, the Halloween game, all the shit we do, y'all don't want women. I don't want women. Now, Scott, I'll give you credit. Scott, look, Scott, I'm going to give you and James, I will give you a B minus. I'll tell you why. Because you asked questions. But the questions could have been deeper with the phone call. That's why you got your B. I'll give you a C plus. I want to make you feel like you're doing something. But see, when you don't want to take action, you want to do nothing, you're going to lose. 708, what's your question? What's up?
Hey, what up, Steve? This is Wadi. I had a question on there that said, is it males dealing in a fantasy mindset, meaning are we so lost in our mindsets that we play all type of games with our minds, we fool ourselves, and we just stick ourselves in a rut where we don't make those moves that you're talking about?
Well, hey, my brother, great question. No, it's a choice. You choose to do it. You're not stuck. You're not. Your mind makes you feel like you're stuck, big dog, but you're not stuck. You choose to stay stuck. You choose to be in the box or in your prison. Because everything that we're teaching you here is a communication with yourself, man. You're too busy making it about women and everything else instead of what you got to do. All I got to do is show the fuck up. You remember? Okay, how long you been listening to me for, sir?
At least 3.5 years.
All right, so you know what me talking about the three pigs, right?
Right.
Three little pigs that, you know, a lot of y'all guys, y'all the weak foundations, and you hide in your prison, right?
Okay.
But I'm the only motherfucker on here that tells you about the fourth pig that the fairy tales don't talk to you about.
Right, right, right.
And that fourth pig is the one that always sending a message. He created his world. So when that wolf or that woman rolls up, she already knows what the fuck she's about to get into. She knows that this motherfucker right here is not someone I can fuck with. It's not someone I can disrespect. It's not someone I can walk over. It's not someone I can do what I want to do. This motherfucker, what I'm trying to make you guys into, is that man. Is that man to see the game that way. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Right.
But the only way you can do it is through the communication with yourself. Did you see the meme that I played earlier with Lucario's show? Did you see that meme?
I watched it all today.
All right, so I was watching the Shy early this morning, about like 3 or 4 in the morning, when that motherfucker said that shit. It was not 3 this morning. It was 3 the following morning, but I made the meme for it and posted it. But let me tell you, when that motherfucker said the shit he said, and guys, I'll play with the meme. When that motherfucker said that shit he said, I was like, whoa.
Oh, holy shit.
When he said that pushed my wig back, motherfucker. That was like, oh, shit. Dog. Do you know how deep and how cold one can say when one can talk that way? Oh, my. Untouchable. And fucking whoever he wants to fuck. Guys, I'm going to show y'all, because I know y'all must have missed it, because I'm going to show you. Anyway, guys, this shit is as deep as the Tudor statements, the shit I show you on Netflix. Man, when that motherfucker said that shit, man, let me turn down the music, let me show these guys real quick, 708. But, dog, do you have any other questions, brother?
No, I'm just listening, man. I'm being your student, brother. I'm listening.
I'm going to play that for these guys. I'm continuing the show, but if you got a question, call and let me know, okay, my brother?
I got you.
All right, good call, man. Respect. You get an A+. Good job for it. Good job. Great call, sir. See that, Scott? See that, James? That's taking action. Now, anyway, so here I am a few days ago watching The Shy in the morning, and when I heard it, I had to rewind it at least 10 to 15 times to absorb the coldness and depth and game of the statement. Because motherfuckers, hey, guys, motherfuckers who are about the life, about the game, think like this. Guys, I'm about to show y'all. Guys, oh, my God. Oh, my. Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm going to find it for you. Let me play it for y'all guys. This shit was so beautiful. I mean, 10 to 15 times, guys, I had to play this shit because I was so fucked up. I mean, it was like, whoa. Because he backed everything up. He's always been backing everything up. And when he said this shit, I'm going to play it. I'm sorry. I'm about to play it for you. Let me pull it up and play it for you. We'll play it again. Let me check it out. Here we go.
I go eating out of the palm of my hand after being gone for 6 months. Boy, I was born to be a politician. I'm not you. Fucking hate me. Because I'm one of one, motherfucker. Okay, what about that?
And for you, service dwellers, I know a lot of y'all be like, well, what does that mean? I don't mean, oh, my God. What? How many times I tell you the only one of your kind? The only one of your kind. I'm one of one, motherfucker. Man, this is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. But unfortunately, y'all, you are one of many. That's the problem. You're one of many. I will run that back again, Box. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, wait. I'm moving.
Had the whole city of Chicago eating out of the palm of my hand after being gone for 6 months. Boy, I was born to be a politician. I'm not you. Fucking hate me. Because I'm one of one, motherfucker. Okay? What about that?
God, y'all don't understand. This is it. That's it. That is where I am trying to get. If y'all can't talk this way right now because y'all don't feel that way. But when you truly are one with yourself, and you truly believe in yourself and believe what you can do, it's a game changer. It's a game changer. Let me check the lines. Just checking the lines. Okay, we're going to continue. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number. But as I said before, Scott and James, this is why y'all really don't want to learn game. Y'all just talking shit. Y'all don't really want to learn game. But as I was saying before, this is why most of you guys will never take action for yourself. And this is why you will always live with hesitation and uncertainty. Because you actually feel that you're not good enough to do whatever it is, whatever you feel that needs to be done. Because in your mind, you don't have the support system that I'm trying to give you, what the book is going to give you, a support system. A support system for yourself that is going to govern who you are, not try to be somebody else, to govern who you are as men. And this is what I'm saying to you guys. This is why there is the overthinking. One does not overthink when one is actually working on himself. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, man. Hey, I love little Huey. Yeah, I love the Boondocks. That's pretty cool, man. Appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Well, Z, it's not talk it over. It's market it to yourself. It's discuss it with yourself. It's figuring out why you want to do it for yourself, and why do you want to stand on it for yourself, and why do you want to defend it for yourself, and why do you want to express it for yourself? This is not about me, and this is where y'all go wrong, because you overthink too much shit versus do the necessary things you need to do as a man. The necessary things. Govern and moving and doing things for yourself because you believe in yourself. Nobody's going to believe in you. Nobody gives a fuck about you. But because you don't have the support system in place, we're the only ones on YouTube that talk about Scribe. We're the only one on YouTube to talk about your blacksmith, your construction worker, your studio, your guide, your drug lab. Nobody on YouTube talks about that. We're the only ones. We're the only ones showing you the support system. How can you gain the necessary knowledge of oneself, understanding of oneself, and also the experience of oneself when one is not talking to himself? Come on. You cannot have clarity when you are looking at the woman first. when you're looking at the woman first. When you're worried about the woman. When you're like, oh, my God, what can I say to the woman? Man, fuck her. That don't mean it in a bad way. You know what I mean. Y'all must be stronger by working on yourselves. Nobody's going to help you more than you help yourself. 786, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve. So I'm actually one of your students. I've been following the FMA course. And I'll be honest, I bitched up. I did not go out the 4th of July, and I'm actually going out tonight or what have you. But I have not rehearsed.
I talked to myself. Stop. Tell me why.
Yes.
Just, and again, there's no, listen, there's no wrong. I appreciate you being honest, but why didn't you go out? Why?
I should have went out.
I didn't ask what you should have done, man. Come on now. Stop fucking around. Why didn't you go out, big dog? Come on. You're a grown man. Stand up on your shit, man. This is not a good, listen. You're not, it's not a pass or fail. I'm just asking you a man-ass question. Why the fuck didn't you go out, big dog? Why?
I felt as though if I would have went out, I wouldn't have spoken to women. Because in my mind, because I was telling myself that I was using the fact that I didn't rehearse a bid as an excuse for me not to go out and approach and speak to different women, and I realized that.
You know you didn't have a bid. What should you have done? What does common sense tell you?
Call in. Call in. Call in.
Create your bid. Create your bid by doing the coaching.
Okay. All right.
Why?
That makes sense.
It's not about making sense. That was the answer, my brother. You're not a dumbass. I know you're not a dumbass. So why are you acting like one?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go out, big brother? Brother, listen. I told you, man. You don't understand. August hits, it's game time. All right?
Mm-hmm.
When we reach August, it's game time. It's go time. They're there then. When August comes, they're in full effect at this point. This was a chance for you to go out there and indulge in the soft opening of women that you could have had, man.
That's true. So a better question would be, given that I am going out tonight, I'm going out alone tonight. Would you suggest I create a bid prior to stepping out the house and rehearsing it for probably 30 minutes to an hour so I could be prepared to approach?
Brother, you can't create something. Okay. Here's a problem.
Okay.
The problem with you guys is that how can you even use the word bid when you don't even know what the bid is? So what you're doing is you're cloaking an approach and calling it a bid because you don't even understand the bid.
True.
This is why I keep saying, I don't know why when we don't talk and I haven't coached you on your bid, you shouldn't be even saying the word bid. Because all you're saying is you're just using an approach.
Okay.
And you're cloaking it on a bid. You don't know a bid yet because we haven't talked about your bid yet because your bid is yours and yours alone.
That's
but you
true.
Won't understand the bid until we sit down. That's why I'm saying it takes 30 minutes.
Okay.
So whatever you do, here's my question. Why couldn't you do whatever you did yesterday?
I was acting like a bitch.
No, stop, stop. I don't want to be...
You feel me? But I got to just be... I got to be honest with myself, Steve, because an open opportunity.
Well, it was every opportunity I give you are opportunities. But what is it? What was it that stopped you, big dog? What stopped you?
I remember listening to one of your, I think it was the July 3rd video. And right now, I don't have my own place. I'm actually staying with a relative right now.
What has that got to do with anything if you haven't even talked to the woman yet? What has that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
What is your crib, got your lack of having a crib, what does that have to do with anything?
Nothing at all. It was just a lousy excuse.
Well, I get it, but what I'm saying is if you know that you're living somewhere, remember, game, where you live does not define you. And don't see what you have done is you generalize, made an assumption that if I go out there and talk to women, they want to ask where I'm at, and I'm staying at my parents' house or living somewhere, they're going to laugh at me. And that's not true. Brother, I used to live in a not so great apartment. Had to take two buses. And I'm not talking about going both ways up and down the mountain. I'm being honest with y'all. I didn't have much. Hamburger helper, ramen noodles, cereal, and TV dinners. That's all I could afford. I don't even think there was like a 99 cent menu back then. I don't even think they had that shit. But what I'm saying is that I didn't have much, but you know who the fuck I had? Me.
Yep.
I didn't find myself on the shit I didn't have because the shit I didn't have, again, I know this is hard for some of you guys to see things, but y'all never understand when a woman just hands you money, puts her credit card on the table and says, get what the fuck you need. Do what you need to do. Here's some money. Or sneak in to your closet, tags of your shoe size, clothes size, dress size, and buy you clothes, like, and bring you shit.
Yeah.
So what does me living in a raggedy apartment mean? I have me.
Yeah.
So you automatically made the assumption and generalization that stopped you from maybe meeting a woman yesterday that, guess what? You don't think, listen, some women are living with roommates. Some women are living with other guys. Well, you won't believe this. They got this building called a fucking hotel, and it's a meeting point of people that don't have their own spots that they can meet at the hotel. You know how many times I didn't have shit, or a woman had some shit, she really have shit and said, hey, come on over, let me just suck your dick. I just want you to come over and suck your dick. I'm stressed. I need to suck your dick. Okay, we just go around the corner and we just fuck in the car real quick. Or you know what? I'm going to get a room. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't even see it. What I am trying to get you to do is just follow the playbook. Let me ask you a question, Carl. Do you think I'm going to do anything to hurt you?
No, not at all.
So if you know I'm not going to hurt or harm you, what is so wrong with just going out? This was the next opportunity is October. The next opportunity, guys, is in October. The next one. And what we will do in September, we're going to open up and show you how to create the costume. We'll walk you through it. We're going to do everything. We're going to show you costumes. We're going to show you how to make a sex-o-ween invitation if you want to do that. We're going to give you trick-or-treating game. So there's no fucking excuse. But you just like you call her, it's like, why are you so scared of women? What is it about them that intimidates you? What is it about
them?
I
believe it's honestly the way that I've been viewing myself for a long time. And I remember you always saying this, and I'm understanding it more and more every day, that it's less about women and even just the outside world, and it's more about the views that I have of myself. Like,
right.
Even...
Yes, always come down yourself, yes.
Even when, like, you know, I'm not going to go into detail about the products, but I'll just say this one aspect that won't ruin, that won't spoil anything for anyone. When you say to step out of oneself and look from a third person point of view, that perspective,
yes,
and outlook has been gradually helping me. You get me to realize and catch myself to see it's me. It's not anything or anyone outside of me. It's me. And as crazy as it may seem, I've been repeating that to myself every time I get a feeling, whether it's like a slight nervousness, whether it's just a thought about the future that is unknown. I'll just catch myself and I'm slowly but surely putting all of these different, because you give lessons in each and every session. So I'm just making sure that I combine them all, you know, like, and I remember you. Go ahead.
I know, but listen, I just needed you to go out. I just needed you to break the chain that your mind has over you by just going out there and fucking failing and having these bitches say, no, I don't give a fuck about the result. You should. This was gentlemen, there's not so many opportunities. You got 4th of July, Halloween, New Year's, fucking Valentine's Day weekend. These are the only openings that the world, the sun, the moon, and stars are going to line up and give you an opportunity. These are the only times. And when I, brother, oh my God. You know why I live for August, not because it's my birthday month, but I live for it because the excitement of the brand new women that's coming out. The women that are looking for structure in men to fuck with, to experience sex on a higher level than that high school shit. They're looking for, this is why they always are fucking older men and their professors, because the older men and the professors are going to show them some shit while y'all guys are sitting around there playing with your fucking fingers. Brother, you got to take opportunity. I'm glad that you're honest, but I'm just disappointed because I am doing, listen, there is no one like me out on YouTube. I look for places for you to go. Who do you know is going to pull up places to meet women? Or swinger clubs. We didn't do swinger clubs. Nobody. But yet, y'all just take this information and y'all just waste it. Y'all waste it because the success of what we do is so great, y'all cannot take that shit. All right, man, I'm going to throw you back in, man. Now listen, yo, man, I wish you would have talked to me on the third, the second, or the fucking fourth. Why the fuck didn't you talk to me? Why talk to me afterwards? Why?
Yeah, it don't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all.
All right, man. I appreciate it. I'll throw you back in, brother. But great call, okay, my brother?
All right, Steve. Appreciate you, man.
I 100% respect you. Man, I'm the Dean, guys. It's the man mindset, man. Lines are open, guys. Let's get it. Let's chop it up. Let's go.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
We're back. I'm the Dean. Class in session. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, man. Shout out to my dogs, man. Appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate you guys. All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and keep going. If you got questions, the lines are open. If you got a question, please put a queue. But without the support of what I'm showing you, the only support, nobody's showing you the support system. Everybody is talking above the surface, and they're not showing you the support system that you need. The support system of a man that has his construction worker building his world. The studio in which you mix down your thoughts when you talk to a woman. The support of your film room that you look at when you're sitting around at every day that's over with, you look at that. Or your guide that is guiding everybody on you. Your boardroom where you sit down and choose who you want to use in order to talk to the woman. Your mental gym that you use to get mental toughness. The room of creativity, being adventurous and having a sense of imagination. Your culinary school, that support system. Your library, that support system. Your Senate, where all your laws, rules, and codes are created. Your scribe, who is with you at all times, that writes down your thoughts and things you want to do. Your warrior that defends the territory and expands your world. Your amusement park, how you set up your crib in a sexual way. Your marketing team, how you market you to yourself. And last but not least, your drug labs of the drug of you that you give women. Nobody talks about this shit but us. The only way you can see it is having your support system. As I showed you guys before, with your support system, you should have your wine above your bed. You should already have your shower lights, no matter if it looks like this or looks like this. You should already have that installed in your bathroom. In your living room, when they walk in, you should have these already set up, your paintings. You should have your paintings together, your easel together. You should have all these things set together, but most of you don't even do that shit because y'all don't want to win. And I gave you other stuff that nobody else gave you. Who do you know tells you to get some diamond cubes? A place to put your croissants on your kitchen table to show what you cook off of. Wine glasses to show that you're different than everybody else. And also, I give you the opportunity on the site for free, showing you how to take this and stop being lazy and showing her, God damn it. This is why I'm the baddest motherfucker you know, because who do you know can take that and make this? This is what I'm talking about, gentlemen. This is a game. You can check the phone lines. Lines are open. 33 minutes left, and the lines are going to go down. Y'all got a question? Put a queue in there. What I am saying to you guys is I am, and I'm proud of you guys that are ordering. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, the croissant, man. Why? Because you know what? What woman do you know, brother? And we show you that when she comes over. What woman do you know has ever had a French toast croissant, a side of mixed fruit, and a fucking little bit of yogurt with fresh squeezed orange juice? What motherfucker do you know does that shit? And that's not for the woman. See, y'all think it's for the woman. No. That's how you gonna fuck her friends. Because when she starts to sell you to all of her fucking friends, a few of them gonna try to fuck you on the back end. And y'all don't even see the work that I'm showing you. You are building a world that showing the woman that you're the fucking opportunity. You're nothing but an option to me. You're nothing but an option to me. Where you been at, Russ? I ain't seen you in a while. Where the fuck you been? Oh, wait, so let me get to, hold on a second. Let me get to some of the chat mess. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Wait, y'all sending me shit. Hold on, give me a second. Hold on. Tyler, did you send me something? Hold on, Tyler. If you send me something, wait, let me pull it up. Give me a second. I'm sorry, man. I'm so adamant in this shit that I'm trying to show y'all, man. I believe in you guys. Meet me halfway and start believing in yourself. That is all I'm asking. Meet me half fucking way. All right, Tyler, let me pull this up. Let me download it, and let's pop it in. Let's pop it in, my friend, motherfucking Tyler, one of my best students. And I still get in his ass. He's one of my best students. And Tyler came to me years ago. He didn't have game. Tyler didn't trust me at first, but Tyler started recognizing I'm a bad motherfucker, and now look at Tyler's ass. Hold on. Hey, Russ, I'm going to give you a wrench, brother. All right, I've been wondering, where the fuck Russ' ass at? Russ, I'm going to give you a wrench.
Hold on, Russ.
Hold on, Russ. I'll make sure nobody gets rid of your fucking ass, motherfucker. I got you, Russ. I got you, my dog. Let me go ahead and get, because Russ has been here supporting the show. Russ, I wonder where the fuck you been at. Let me give you a wrench so your ass don't fucking get fuck kicked out again. Hold on, Russ. Let me take care of you, my brother. There you go, Russ. I got you, Russ. Can't say I got you, my dog. Now you good, man. You good, Russ? All right, so let me go ahead and get to Tyler. All right, Russ, man, I'm wondering where the fuck your ass has been at, motherfucker. All right, here we go, Russ. All right, let me get to this message real quick. And, guys, again, I apologize for the voice and shit. I'm going to have my equipment in the next few days, so please bear with me.
I got y'all.
Oh, my God, it sounds terrible. Anyway, don't worry. I got y'all. I apologize. It's my fault. I fucked up. But let's get to Tyler's shit right here. Tyler, it says, I need to tell you something. I've been seeing a man for a while. He lives close to me. That's a giant plus. But I really love him. He got into my phone last night and read all of our texts. He's livid. Today has been a nightmare, and I'm unsure what to do now. He hates me, but I need to become transparent. I don't want to hurt either of you. No, Tyler. Tyler, listen to me. This is what you say, Tyler. Peep game Tyler. This is what you say to her. Let me know what I can do so you can have your relationship with that guy. Because regardless if you have a relationship with that guy or not, you're still going to be sucking my dick, so it doesn't matter. I want you to be happy. So let me know what I can do. Do you want me to tell you, I see you have somebody now, and I'm going to leave you alone. But let me tell you something, Kay. Because if I send that over to you, I'm free Wednesday at 12 o'clock lunchtime. I'm free Wednesday at fucking 7 o'clock.
You better bring your ass over and suck my dick for saving your relationship. Now, I got you. I will save your relationship. And I'm not threatened by another man because I know that pussy's mine anyway. So, Kay, I will save your relationship. Y'all think I'm joking. I'm serious on this shit. I'm serious. I will save your relationship. But you better come over here and suck my dick for thank you. Because I want you to be, listen, I want you to have your happily ever after. I'm team you. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. I want you to find that good guy. I want you to have that happily ever after. You still gonna give me the pussy? So I don't give a fuck. Go ahead and listen. If you need me to save you, I got you, Kay. But I'm telling you right now, if I save you, you better get over here and suck my dick to show me gratitude for saving fucking relationship. I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm serious. And what I am saying to you guys out here is that the way you got to handle this is, look, you can, listen, guys, we know he's a surface dweller. Listen, guys. Never tell her what the fuck she should be doing with this sucker. Let him keep doing sucker shit. That's why she's going to come back and suck his dick. Because she's going to realize he ain't shit. But listen, you don't want to tell her that because then she'll get mad at you. That's why I'm avoiding all that. Tyler, all I'm saying is this, brother. Do you want me to fix this? I'll fix it. I will say whatever you need me to say, and I'll send it to you where you can send it to him and let him know that this is over. I'm going to leave you alone. I see you in a relationship. But you better be over here sucking my dick tonight. And listen, stick with that motherfucker. Hey, find your happy ever. I know. Wait, I'm going to check the mess. I'm going to get the audio in a second, Tyler. Tyler, candle maker. Put that shit in the window. Look, go find your fake-ass happiness with the surface dweller. You will find your way back home with this candle to get back on this dick. Good rinse with you. Let me grab the audio message, Tyler. Hold on a second. Y'all think I'm playing? Hold on, let me grab 503 while I'm doing this. 503, what's your question?
Hey, what's up, Steve? I had a question about, I wanted to ask you if I'm looking at things correctly, because I did go out last night, but the thing that stopped me was that they weren't pretty enough. Is that still the shadow talking down on me and trying to,
okay, what wasn't pretty about them?
They didn't have big enough asses, or maybe they didn't seem like angelic. I thought maybe they were more like the bitchy type. But I think that was just an excuse, though.
Right. Being bitchy is not look. So you're looking at a personality. So you saw women, but you assume because they probably look half decent that they're going to have an attitude. Am I correct?
I just like maybe the way their face looked kind of looked bitchy, and then they didn't have a big ass, so that's probably another reason why.
Okay, well, the ass thing, that's fine. I mean, I'm fine. I mean, but what I'm saying is that I didn't want you to go there and try to get somebody. I just wanted you to start talking to somebody, man.
Made the mistake, right?
What's that? Not talking to the women?
Right, because I wasn't looking into my growth. I was looking more in others.
You should have just talked to him. I'm not saying pick him up, but I need you to get that fucking gorilla off your back that says you can't do
right,
shit.
Right,
right. I just wanted you to talk to him. That's all.
Right, right. I rode my ass all the way from Salem to Independence just to go to an event, and I didn't have any cash, so I asked around for $5 so I can get into the event. I got into the event, looked around, seen the women there, but I just didn't think. And then these thoughts were coming to my mind, giving me there was a whole lot of excuses on my way there. I think saying to myself, oh, my tire's going to pop, or this is going to happen. But I kept going, I kept going, I kept going until I finally made it. And then, but there was still something, and I thought that maybe that was the shadow trying to bring me down, trying not to let me grow and maybe not give me any type of...
It's not bringing you down, young man. It's just that you overthought the situation. I just wanted you to go talk to women. That's all. Just
right, right. Okay. All right, so, all right.
A soft opening.
So I got the right money. Sorry about that. Steve. Go ahead.
When August hits, oh, it's go time. When August hits, it's fucking go time. Because, oh, my God. We're talking. Okay. Think of a child, a baby, that knows nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
We're talking young. They used to be high school girls that are now college women. The transition, girl to woman. And now that they're a woman, the canvas is blank. It's a blank canvas. And they're waiting for someone to help her paint that shit. It's a blank canvas. So she wants a motherfucking man. She doesn't want any high school ass boys.
Right.
Blank canvas. Right. So this is the opportunity to guide her. She's going to want to suck some dick. She's going to want to eat some pussy. She's going to do, some going to do drugs. Some are going to drink. Some are going to party. Everybody's going to do that, but they're trying to find themselves in this world. And
they need
leadership of a man. And this was a soft thing right here. This was a soft opening to see that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Right, right. All am I thinking about it right? Is don't look at it as their, don't give me any excuse. Don't find any excuse. Talk to them anyway and look forward to my growth.
Yes, but it's not instead. Talk to, stop, you got it wrong. See, you're fucking up. It's not talk to them. It's talk to yourself first to talk to them. That's your problem.
Okay.
You're too busy trying to talk to them first. You have got to talk to yourself first to then talk to them. That's where your bid comes in if we ever did it. That's why your bid is so important because...
No, I got to call you for that, Steve.
Right, but you're going to go in there and put your bid in with everyone the same way, okay?
Got it, brother. Thank you very much.
I respect. Good call, young man. Good call, okay? Good call, brother. All right, let me go ahead and play this Tyler clip. Let me lower everything down, gentlemen. Here's a clip from my student, Tyler. Let me turn down the music. All right, here we go, Tyler. I'm about to play it right now. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Tyler, I cannot play her. Tyler, come on, man. Tyler.
Me tonight. Thank you. This is Tyler.
All right, let's get...
Thank you, Tyler, for visiting with me tonight. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you and hugging you and kissing your face. Good night.
All right. Tyler, man, come on. I know you smashed it. Let's see here. All right, let's get to this next message, another one. This is game, guys. When y'all learn game, when y'all say, I'm trying to show y'all, this is how y'all win. These are the results when you get under my tutelage. This is the result that Tyler gets being under my tutelage. He learned how to kiss. He learned how to fuck. He learned how to eat pussy differently. He knew how to talk dirty differently. And he knew how to give the woman a drug of him through the tutelage of the man mindset, man. But let me grab this one right here, Tyler. Damn, Tyler, man, you had to play that one, man. Tyler, you a fool, dog. All right, let's do this one. Here we go. All right. Will you have my legs wrapped around you, pulling you against me? Please, deeper and deeper, don't stop. Can I ride you? My breasts are very sensitive. All right. The next one, Tyler, can you please look at that over and send it again and take your number out, please, sir? Tyler, send it again. Clean it up and send it again, Tyler. Take your numbers out, man. Take your numbers out. Okay? Take your numbers out, Tyler. Send it again. I'll play it. Just take your numbers out, Tyler, okay? Air code 603, how can I help you, sir?
Hi, Steve. I was one of the students yesterday from New York that went out. And
yes, sir.
I just wanted to talk about how it went.
How'd it go, brother?
Honestly, I'm very proud of myself because I went to the voting event, and there was a lot of people, and the moment I went in there.
Come on, stop. I'm not proud of you. You want to know why? Because I'm fucking proud of you, motherfucker. Great goddamn job. Great goddamn job, motherfucker. And let me tell you why I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because you had the balls to call in and find out about the boat trip. You actually want to fucking win, and you are the top student today, man, because you had the balls to call in and ask. You got the tickets, and you went on there regardless of what happened, which we'll listen to in a second. I am so fucking proud of you right now, man. I'm really honest, no joke. I am clapping, dog. I'm going to fucking bow because you want to know why? Because you are actually one of a few, that actually won game. So I'm proud of you, brother, but let's hear what happened. What happened, brother? Go ahead.
So I got on the boat. Automatically just started talking to people. And just for everybody who's listening who hasn't, like, invested in getting the, like, courses and things like that, these things really come into play because I find myself getting into certain topics I'm talking about with these people. And I already know, like, so much about myself and how I'm communicating simply because I spent the time going through the stuff where it was almost automatic, like everything was just connecting, which was really nice, and it made me comfortable to go talk to more people, which was really, really rewarding, and I never thought about it. There's still things in myself that I realized that I need to work on, so...
Yes.
As far as, like, coming in with my bid, I put that in a few times, but it was still wobbly. It's not, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so I'm going to book a call with you just to go over that again because I need it solidified.
Wait. Hey, did you record any of your – are you recording any of your bids or anything?
The only one I recorded was the one that didn't go well, but honestly, I wasn't happy with it.
There is no bad in that. As long as you follow, we'll look over it, okay? But –
okay.
Brother, I am so proud of you right now. I'm so happy. Listen, man, I tell you, man, I know you want this shit. I know you want this because you called in. Guys, let me tell you about this great man, this young man that I'm so fucking proud of. This young man called in when we had the chance and the lines were open. He called in and he asked questions. And then this cool-ass motherfucker right here told everybody in the chat room that he got some tickets. He went on the boat and on the cruise. And, dog, that is all, man, dude, you have – listen, even in the losses, you have won even more because you got out of the house and you did the one thing that 99% of these motherfuckers didn't do, man. And I am so fucking proud of you right now. I would put my arm around you and buy you a fucking beer because I don't give a fuck what happened, man. I am just so fucking proud of you, dude. My hat's off to you.
I mean, part of me was still disappointed because, like,
I don't give a fuck about that. Man. I'm still proud of your ass. Fuck you. I'm still proud of you. I don't give a fuck what happened. I'm proud of you, man. Dog, listen. It's so great that when I teach something and I bust my ass to show people shit and they really take it seriously and see that it really works, dude, I am so proud. Dog, excellent job. Excellent. Matter of fact, man, dude, I don't even know what the fuck. Dude, I fucks with you. I fucks with you, man. Matter of fact, just send me a hell. Wait, what's your name in the chat? Just say something in the chat, then I'm going to give you a fucking wrench, dog. I'm going to give you a fucking cake ass wrench. I'm so fucking proud. No, listen to me. Because you actually won it. You ain't these guys that say, I want to get some pussy. You're doing shit. And no matter how small it is, it's taking a step forward. And that's what warms my black ass heart. Hagen, I got you, dog. Let me add you right now, G. Let me add you right now. You
Thank
have warmed my you have warmed my cake ass heart. Let me go ahead and add you right now.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I'm
it
proud
was
of
even
you.
Like the thing that was surprising, honestly, that like I was so committed to doing it because all my I'll put them as surface to all their friends. We're like, why aren't you hanging out with us? Whatever. I told them I'm going out on my own to just be on my own, and you know, I have committed to myself and just spending time for my mess by myself.
I love this shit. Hold on, man. I love this shit, dog. Hold on. Hey, wait. I think the gods want to talk to you, Hagen. I think they hold on. Let me see if the gods.
I'm not there yet.
Oh no. I know you ain't there yet, motherfucker. But the gods want to say something to your cake ass, dog. Can they speak? Will you let the gods speak, Hagen?
I'll let them speak.
Let the gods speak, goddammit. They want to say something to your cake ass, motherfucker. God damn it. Come on, dog. Let the gods speak. Let me turn this down. Let me get to the gods and everything. Where the fuck is my... Hold on a second. Hold on, Hagen. I'm frozen. All right, hold on. All right, Hagen, hold on 2 seconds. God, Hagen, we're going to let the... What the fuck? Calling me right now knowing I'm doing a fucking show. All right, hold on. I'm sorry, Hagen. My bad. Hagen, I'm going to let the gods speak. I'm sorry, Hagen. I apologize. I know the fuck that was bugging me when I'm doing a show. Hagen, I'm going to let the gods speak. Gods, talk to Hagen.
Hagen, you bad motherfucker. You nutted the fuck up and took your balls and they dropped from your stomach, dweller. You are getting it, young man. You, Hagen, oh, so proud. You are getting it, young one. Keep up the good work, Hagen. We are fucking with you, motherfucker.
Thank
now,
you.
Hagen, you got it, man. The gods spoke to you, Hagen. The gods
Thank
have
you.
Spoken to you, and the gods have praised you, oh, great Hagen. Good job, because guess what, Hagen? That one step, no matter how big it was the one step in the right fucking direction, and I'm proud of you, motherfucker, because I got to grab another call, okay? God damn it,
Thank
Hagen.
You,
motherfucker. God damn it, dog. Listen, Hagen, go in your cake-ass refrigerator. Get your goddamn whatever the fuck you're drinking. You sound like you drink almond milk and shit, motherfucker. Go get a glass of almond milk and get your bitch ass in the bathroom and toast your motherfucking self. I am proud of you, man. I am fucking
Thank
proud of you. I
fucking
you, man. Okay? God damn it. Good job. Good job. All right, Hagen. God damn it. He wore
Thank
my
you,
black
Steve.
Ass heart. No, Hagen. Fuck no. Thank you, motherfucker. Because you listened. You did it, man. It wasn't me. It was all you, motherfucker. You take the credit, god damn it. I'm proud of you, motherfucker. All right?
I'll take the credit.
Yeah. Go get some almond milk, motherfucker. Get the fuck off the phone. All right, Hagen.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right, appreciate you. Let me go to this call right quick. Tyler, I got you next. 31323, how can I help you? What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Dean?
Yo,
I
what's
need
up?
Help with, like, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need help with like a text message that I got. I've been talking to this girl for about like 7 months on Instagram, and then
Talk to her about what? What are you talking to her about?
Just going back and forth over like small stuff. But I had started watching you about 3 months ago, and I've been like applying like you know what you've been doing, what you've been teaching, and then she finally called me. But I feel like I messed it up.
We're going to call her. We're going to call her. We ain't going to text her. We'll call her right now and set it up. You ready to man up?
No.
I don't need to see anything. I'm going to show you what game is. Yeah. I don't need to see that shit. You ready to call her?
we can call her.
All right. Write this down. Type it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. 1-3. Right, get your pen out. Yeah, we gonna get this. We gonna fuck all that other shit. We got you. Hey, after Hagen, kid, we gotta step up. But hey, Tyler, I got you next on your thing, dog. It's the man mindset, guys. We got y'all covered, man.
All right, I'm ready.
Hey, turn that shit down in the background. Turn me down in the background.
All right. All right, go ahead.
All right, all right. So when are you, I'm asking you before, wait, it's still going on. Can you turn it off?
I'm like outside working right now.
Yeah, but why do you hear, why do I hear, we hear ourselves? It's like double reverb.
Let me see.
Yeah, you on a speaker or some shit?
All right, how about now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so all right. So when are you free to go out with her?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't write it. I'm asking you. Don't write anything. I'm asking you. When are you free?
Oh, this Saturday.
All right. So I'm gonna ask you. Do you want to take her to the lake, spread your ass cheeks, and feed the ducks? Do you want to take her to the corner of her face and your dick on the forehead and balls in the mouth and go for some wine? Now, no cocoa. Or do you want to take her on the corner of your face and the pillow, your ass up in the air, and have tea, coffee, or ice cream? What is that you want to have with her?
We can do the tea.
All right, so you want to do tea at on the corner of your face and the pillow, and your ass up in the air. Okay. When do you want to have tea with her?
Saturday.
All right, what time?
Saturday around noon.
What do you want her to wear?
Want her to wear like maybe a blue dress.
Wait a second. Wait, excuse me, sir. Let me pause real quick. Can you give me, excuse me one second? Give me one second. One second, sir. Excuse me. Give me one second. Give me one second. Hold on one second. One second, 323. Give me one second. Let me tell you something, bitch. Unlike your weak bitch ass, at least this motherfucker's trying to do some shit. What the fuck do you mean? What does that have to do with the title, motherfucker? It has everything to do with the goddamn title. Fuck, boy. And if you don't like it, bitch, take your fucking bitch ass on. Because unlike you, at least he's trying, bitch. Has everything to do with the goddamn title, motherfucker. And if you don't like it, bitch, get your ass out the classroom. Matter of fact, I'm going to do you a fucking favor. Your fucking ass out this motherfucker, you whack ass bitch. Okay, sir, are you ready to go now, sir? Did you do it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so,
yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we already know where you want to take it, right? We already got where you want to take it, what time you want to take it, right? Okay, so, with that being said, okay, now, remember, it's not the outfit, it's the color of the outfit, because that's how you met her. You want to use the color of the outfit that she had on, not the, with the, when you first met her. So what color was she wearing? Black, red, white, what was she wearing?
See, that's the thing. That's why, like, I sent the email to you, because we just been messaging on Instagram. And
okay,
then,
does she live near you?
No, she's, we live in two different states.
All right. So
but I'm going
to No. We got this. I got this. All right, you're free Saturday. What time again?
Saturday noon.
All right, Saturday at noon. So what we want to do is we want to set up an ice cream date over the going live on the air. I want you to get your favorite ice cream, and I'm going to get my favorite ice cream, and we're going to go live, and we're going to have a date over the air since I can't see you right now, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, so now write that down because we want to call her and say that to her, okay?
Okay.
And all my guys, listen, while you're writing it down, write it down right now because we got to go over in a second. But write it down, okay? Write it down. Let me know when you're done. What I'm saying to y'all guys out here, listen, guys, I know we have a subject that we talk about, but my loyalty is for the guys that actually call into the show and want help. And if you can't be patient enough to listen to game while it's going on and learn from that, then this is not the place for you. Because I hate people like that, okay? All right. But anyway, so yeah, just like, hey, you know what? Hey, what's up, sexy? Hey, you know what? This is what I want to do. I'm free Saturday around 7 o'clock. What I want you to do is I want you to get your favorite ice cream, and I'll get my favorite ice cream, and we'll set up a date over the internet where you eat ice cream and talk to each other live on the air, since I can't see you right now or you can't see me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, are you ready to say that? You ready to call her?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Hey, listen. Don't be worried about this, okay? Just read what you wrote. Just let her know what it is. And she's allowed to say yes or no or give you a different time, okay? So this is not – you don't lose by talking to her, okay? You lose when you want to do something. You've been losing for a few months just fucking talking to her without setting shit up. So you do understand you were digging a hole. So what we want you to do is, okay – all right, what we want you to do is go ahead and call her right now. Call her right now and let her know what the deal is.
All right, practice flex, perfect. Let me call her.
Look, you got 20 seconds now. Come on now. I mean, we're here for you, okay? I'm a mute. Now, listen. If you get her voicemail, you know, you have reached 555-55-55-55-55 or whatever. Wait till it goes a little bit, then click over. And then just leave her a voice message, okay?
Okay.
All right, relax. You got this, okay? There's nothing to be scared of. Nothing to be scared of, okay?
All right,
let's get it. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and call her right now. 20 seconds. Come on, call her. And click that shit over. Tyler's thing, gentlemen.
Hey, if you're not busy this Saturday, you know, I want us to both, you know, get our favorite ice cream and, you know, have a date, you know, online since I can't see you right now. All right? And I want you to wear, like, a blue dress. All right, give me a call back when you get this message.
Well. I did hang up. Okay, he lost. All right, well, that's good. At least he did it. 10 seconds almost up. He did it. Okay. So let's there you go. That's it, guys. See, the thing is, and I want to explain what was going on. See, what y'all guys do online is y'all pussyfoot with these fucking women and just have boring-ass conversations that don't lead anywhere. My time is everything to me. So that's why I want to set shit up early. I don't want to be a fucking pen pal where I just talk to her ass. I'm all about me. And as a me, or you as you, not you me, but you me, you know what I mean? You being the me in this, your time should be everything. Don't waste your time playing footsie with fucking women. Listen, let's do, even if you're not in the same state, you can still set up a date. You don't have to be in the same state. That's kind of cool about it, man. We can go live on air and set some shit up. But if she give you any bullshit, look, I told you, character is everything to me. I need a woman that knows what she wants. And if you don't know what you want, I got to let you go because I don't want to fuck with anybody like that, okay? Pim Dog, now, one of my girls has a victim mentality, and I'm getting tired of it. Should I cut her loose? Dude, you have trained her to have a victim mentality. Dog, don't cut her loose because you're her. Why would you cut yourself loose? You're her. Because if you were actually a fucking man, there wouldn't be no fucking victim mentality in your fucking stable. As soon as that motherfucker pumped enough blood out of her heart to go through her fucking muscles to form a victim-ass statement, you would have dismissed that fucking woman, man. Y'all got to learn how to step the fuck up as men, dog. It's not her with the victim mentality. It's you. This is why y'all fuck up, man. How the fuck do y'all guys not stand up with you and get your nutsack and cut off the cancer? You have been rewarding the cancer by letting that victim mentality woman come around. And all you've been doing is telling her to be more of a victim instead of saying, if you don't shut your goddamn ass up around me, you're gone. That's game. Now the lines are over. Y'all want to ask questions? We good?